We had on Daf Yudalad, Amen Aleph, we had on the Mishnah Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda holds Mesachachim ben Nesorim, Rameya holds Rameya Oysa. And then we had a Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, Pshat in the Machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya. Rav said that the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir is nesochim, which are rochev dalet tfochim. The whole gzeiris tikre was only by nesorim, which were wide dalet tfochim, because most of the tikres were made out of such nesorim. Rameir holds of gzeiris tikre, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of gzeiris tikre. That's how Rav learned pshat in the Mishnah. Shmuel said that, no, Rabbi Yehuda also holds of Gzeiras Tikra. So if you have a Neser that's Rochev Dalet Tvochim, according to everyone, it'll be Posel. The Machlokes Ramei Rabbi Yehuda is by Nesorim, which are less than Dalet Tvochim, till down till 3 Tvochim. That has a Chshivis of a Kirui. It's a type of a covering. You don't say Lovud. So that also is similar to a tikra on the mokim. So they made a gzeiras tikra, according to Rameya, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no such gzeiras tikra, and something less than dalet tfochim. Dalet tfochim, it has already a dalet tfochim, has a teiras mokim, it's dalet al dalet has a shir mokim, so it's called a kirui. And we would, perhaps we have the Yad HaCheshbon also, the Rav Anoshim HaMesachach, make their roofs with Nesorim of Dalet Tvochim. Then according to Shmuel, everyone holds that a Neser shall Dalet Tvochim is possible. Zok the Gemara. Toshma, I think we're up there or before? None? The last Tanan will be before. Tanan. Let's start from then. Tanan. Nosna la Nesa Sherochev Abo Tvochim Ksheira. We had in the Mishnah that if there was a Nesa that was 4 Tvochim, so the Sukkis Kosha Bavach Le Yishin Tacht. Bishlei Melashmul Dama Bishain Ben Abo Machloikis, Aviyesh Ben Abo Divrei Hakel Psula. That's why it's Loyishan Tachtov, because it's Dalet Vochim. Sukkis Kosher, you say Doifan Akume. Rav da Oma b'yesh ben arbo machloikis. Avul ein behem arbo divrei hakel ksheiro. Rabbi Yehuda mai Loyishan Tachtov. So why is it Loyishan Tachtov if it's that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Filo Dalet Tvochim is kosher. So the Gemara answered me, Sovres Divrei Hakali, Seifa Asoin L'Rameya. The Seifa is going according to Rameya, and according to Rameya, La Yishin Tachta. In the Chanami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Nesa of Dalet Tvochim is also kosher. Zog the Gemara weiter. Toshma, we hear a baraisa that said as follows. Shnei sadinim mitstarfen. So Rashi says, Shnei sadinim mitstarfen. Labo tvochim. Lifsel besuke mishum schach posel. You have sadinim. Let's say each sadin is 2 tvochim wide. Abo shnei sadinim mitstarfen. But now they'll, 2 and 2 is 4. So now you have 4 tvochim of schach posel. So that posel is a sukkah. Lipsel besukkah, mishum schach posel. Shesichik bedover makabotume. Uschach posel beemtza posel ba'arbo. That means if you have in the middle of the sukkah, you have a strip of dalet tvochim wide. So that is mafsik between the schach afterwards, the schach in front of it. So mamela, you lose your defanis. That means if you need a sheer sukkah, so a strip of schach posel of dalet tvochim passels the sukkah. you lose the tfanis on the other side of the schach posel, so it's not connected to the previous tfanis. So memela shnei sadinim mitstarfim, you can be mitstarif two sadinim to make a area of dalat vachim of schach posel to pasel the sukkah. Shnei nesorim ein mitstarfim. Shnei nesorim ein mitstarfim. So Rashi says lepoislo dafilu kulam mesuchachas bam ksheir of Rabbi Yehudi. So you have two nesorim together the dalat vachim. It's gomish. Rameyer oimer af nesorim kisadinim. Rameyer says that nesorim are mitstarif like sadinim. So the Gemara says, "Bishloimer lishmul the Omar b'she'ein behem arbo machloikes." According to Shmuel, that said the whole that if there's not talit fochim, then there's a machloikes between Rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda. Avu yesh behen arbo divrei hakel psula, but arbo fochim never holds its posel. Is my mitstarfin mitstarfin l'arbo? So here it is speaking about Nesorim, which are less than Dalit Tvachim. So you, in order to passel the Sukkah, you have to make a Dalit Tvachim. That's the Shir HaPoisel. So Memele, so it's very good the Machloikis. Rabbi Yehudis holds Shnei Nesorim Ein Mitzarfin. You'll have two Nesorim, each is three Tvachim wide. So we don't say it's considered that I have now six Tvachim of Schach Posel. Because each neser is chach kosher, so it doesn't become two nesorim are two pieces of schach kosher. Rameyer holds that a neser of gimel tvochim is schach posel. By asad gimel tvochim, me gimel ad dalid. So now if you'll have two nesorim, they'll be mitzarif, and now you'll have ready a strip of at least dalid tvochim. That will pass all the sukkah. So according to Shmuel, it's very good. Mitzdafim la'arbo. Let us see Rashi. Bishloim ila Shmuel nukme lahach plukte nami. B'she'ein behen dalet. That there is not dalet tfochim in each nesa. V'komer Rab Yehuda shnei nesorim shal shloisha tfochim. You have two boards of shloisha tfochim. Ba'aval gav de nofik mitoiris lovut. It's more than the sheer lovut. It's called a kirui. That means if there'd be such a space in the roof, it's called porot. So now this covers the space. A mitstarfin lepoislo. They're not mitstarif to pasel the sukkah. Sha'avkulo mesachachim ben. You can be mesachach the whole sukkah with such boards. That's what Rabbi Huda holds. Ramei roimen nesorim mitstarfim la'arbo im be'emtza sukkah hein lepoislo. It's in the middle of the sukkah. So it will pass all the sukkah. You lose the tfanis through the strip of dalet tvoch. That is according to Shmuel. Ela l'rav doma b'shiyesh bem arbo machloikes. The whole machloikes is b'shiyesh bem arbo. Avolein bem arbo divrei hakol ksheiro. Then everyone holds its kosher. Is echidomi. So what is the case? Ide is b'hu arbo. If there is four tvachim already, lomol it's the rufi. So not to be mitzare. If it's four tvachim, and according to Rameir, it's chach posel. So one nesa passels the sukkah. You put it be'emtzel, passel the sukkah. Yeah. Idelas bu arbo. If there's not arbo, amai. So why does it passel at all? Vokanim balmaninu. According to Rav, less than dalet tvachim is kosher as chach. So why is there tziruf? Kosher is chach. And for the Gemara, la'olam de is b'hu arbo. So Rav said, no, it's speaking about that it has four tvochim. Ah, yes, the kasha, if it's four tvochim, so why do you need a din tziruf? A neser of four tvochim is chach posel of four tvochim, and it passels the sukkah b'emtza. So the Gemara says, my mitstarfim la'arba ameis minatza. That it's mitzarev, but that's after dalet tvachim passels be'emtza. But if you have schach posel binatzad, So in Mele, it doesn't pass the sukkah till Dalad Amos, because you say Daifan Akuma. You say Daifan Akuma. I say that the sukkah starts after the Schach Pasul ends. I'll say Daifan Akuma. But if there's Dalad Amos, if there's Dalad Amos of Schach Pasul, then you can't say Daifan Akuma, because all the loch of Daifan Akuma is still Dalad Amos. I'm actually less than Dalad Amos. So that is Pshat in this Bereise. Shnei Nesorim, Eimit Starfen Ledalad Amos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it's Schach Kosher. So the whole sukkah can be made out of Nesorim. And according to Rabbi Meir, Nesorim Kisadinim and it's Mitzarev. Zogt Rashi, Lomo Li Litzarufi, the Ka'omar Rabbi Meir Nesorim Kisadinim Umitzarfen, Chodiminai Apostle, one Neser alone can pass. Kanim ba'almaninu, the Omarav, ein behem arbo, divrei hakel ksheira. Because Rav said the there's less than dalet for him, so it's, everyone knows it's kosher, so there's nothing to be mitzvah of lipsil. So Gemara says, no, le dalet amis minatzad. The minatzad ain't schach posel poisel ella be dalet amis. The bebotzer mehochi gmiri doifen akume. The kamer Rabbi Yehuda, shnei nesorim shel arbo, vachensi davoilach ad dalet amis. Ein mitstarfim sha'af kulo roi l'sachich ben. The last lay gzeiras tikre. Rabbi Yehuda does not have gzeiras tikre. So mele everything is chach kosher. And according to Rabbi Meir, so l'maise from Gimel Adalad is also in the chach posel. So it's min atzad. No. According to Rav. Dalet Vochem is Schach Posel, so min etzad, if you'll have enough Nesorim to add up to Dalet Ames, it will pass all the Sukkah, because then you can't say Doifen Akum. Lishne Achine, now there's another Loshen in the Gemara, which Ladavineinu Rashi does not say Pshat in the second Loshen, but the Achroinim say Pshat in the second Loshen, and there's Meirdike Mechudishdike Pshotim. Lishnachine. Bishloime, the Gemara is such a kasse. Bishloime Lishmul, the Omar Bishain Bahen Arbo Machloikis. According to Shmuel, that Shmuel said, the whole Machloikis is when there's not Talat Foch. Avo yesh behem arbo, but if there is dalet vochem divrei hakel psulom, mai mitzdarfen l'arba amis min atzat. So mai mitzdarfen l'arba amis min atzat. So then we'll say it's mitzdarfen l'arba amis min atzat. Elo l'rav, we'll come back to this gemara, bishloim l'rav meya, mai mitzdarfen l'arba amis min atzat. Al Rabbi Yehuda Domaf Leyesh Ben Arbo Ksheiro Mai Eim Mitztarfin Kanim Baal Maninu. And for the Gemara, Aydi Dekoma Rameya Mitztarfin Omar Rabbi Yehuda Eim Mitztarfin. Let us go back again and try to understand what the Gemara is saying. Lishnachine. Bishloime Lishmul the Omar B'Shein Behem Arbo Machloikis. Shmuel said the whole Machloikis is if there's not dalet tvachim, avo yesh behem arbo, divrei hakel psula, then everyone holds it's possible. Mai mitztarfin la arba ames min atzad. So what is pshat in the Gemara? So the Maram says, am bechudish neke pshat, the Maram says as follows, the Gemara had a meyrdike kasha over here. The Loshen of Rav Yehuda is very shver. Rav Meir said, Nesorim kisadinim, it's mitzvah. Whatever Rav Meir is speaking about, if he's speaking about, let's talk, let's speak according to Shmuel. According to Shmuel, Rav Meir holds Migimel Adalid is Schach Posel. So it's mitzvah, be'emtza it's mitzvah, tadalet vochem, minatzad it's mitzvah, tadalet damas.
Okay, that's a din of, so he holds mitzvah. The Lashon mitzvah, according to Rameh, is beautiful. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Lashon of Ein Mitztarfin is a very flat note. Why? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds, whatever, if we're speaking about the Pashtus, if we're speaking about less than Dalet Tvachim, so it's Chach Kosher. So he's saying a Lashon Ein Mitztarfin. You can't be, it can't become Mitzurif to Pasel the Sukkah. If I stay to him, that's not the vote. It can't become Mitzurif. It's chach kosher. What's that? Meredna Azoy? It's chach kosher. Less than Dalet Tvachim. It's chach kosher. If it is Dalet Tvachim, so it's take, it's a take parcels. So, it's take mitzarev. So the lotion of ein mitzarfin, according to Rav Yehuda, is very schwer. Say it's chach kosher, not ein mitzarfin. So the Maram comes and says, the Masho wanted to say it, but he says it's not true. But the Maram said it. So the Maram says as follows. The Gemara about this lashon of Ein Mitztarfin. So the Gemara wanted to say as follows. The according to Shmuel, when it's Dalet Tvachim, everyone holds it's possible. Fine. So the Baraisa is speaking about it's Dalet Tvachim. Fine. Now, Rameya said, if you have Dalet Tvachim, it's Minatzad, Mitztarfin. You have a bunch of Nesorim, which are Dalet Tvachim, it's Mitztarfin, or Pasul the Sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda said, you have Nesorim, which are Dalet Tvachim, it is Schach Pasul, Lachayre, and Ein Mitztarfin. And then I sang, Amuim Dike Chiddish. Meiradik. And what's the Chiddish? Let's understand the Chiddish. That Rabbi Yehuda held that a Neser, the Sfasem says, according to the Maram, is a Din Ein Yishen Im Tachto. Chazal didn't say a Neser is Chach Posel. Chazal said that this, if it's Dalet Tvachim, this Exeris Tikra, if a person will be able to sleep underneath Nesorim, so he'll be able to sleep, so sleep underneath the Nesorim of his house also. So they said, Ein Yishen Im Tachto. But you know, to sleep under Nesorim. That's it. But they didn't give it a din of schach posel to pasel the sukkah. So memeila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so that's pshat. There's a double machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya. There's a machloikis number one, when is the din of Ein Yishenim Tachtov? According to Rameya, it's from 3 to 4, it starts already. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's from 4 Tvachim and weiter. And then there's that's one machloikis. That's the machloikis in our Mishnah. And now there's another machloikis. If there's a din tziruf to pasel the sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda held they never gave it a din tzchach posel to pasel the sukkah. And Yishenim tachtav. There's no din tziruf to pasel the sukkah. So therefore the Gemara is meridik, according to the Maram. So the Gemara goes as follows. Bishloime, according to Shmuel, will say that the Barais is speaking about an Nesorim which are Dalet Tvachim. Rabbi Yehuda says, in the Dalet Tvachim, everyone holds it. It's Schach Posel that the Nal Ein Yishenim Tachtav. Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Mitztarfin, but it doesn't become a Tzurif to Pasel the Sukkah. It's only as a din schach posel ein yeshenim tachto. And Rameya holds it as a din schach posel af livsel asuke. Fine. So that's very good. But according to Rav, Dalet Tvachim is schach kosher, according to Rav Yudah. So what is that? Ein mitztarfin? What's that to do? It's not, you have schach kosher, and he says, it doesn't become mitzurif to pasul the sukkah. That's the Gemara's kasha according to Rav. So the Gemara answers, you're right, but since Rameya said mitztarfin, he said, ein mitztarfin. The Gemara didn't want to make up some new lotion, he's saying like this, it's kosher. So that the Baraisa should flow. He says mitztarfin. He says ein mitztarfin. The lashon is not so beautiful, but it flows. That's how the Maram says pshat. The Baraisa. The Marsha doesn't like that. There's no such thing. If a dalet tvachim is ein yeshenim tachtav, so tzichem mitztarf lifsa. But then again, we have a problem. So what's the lashon of ein mitztarfin? So the Masha says as follows. The Masha says, according to Shmuel, we can understand the Lashon of Ein Mitztarfin. Why? Because according to Shmuel, if the Baraisa is speaking about Nesorim of Gimel Tvachim, from Gimel Adalet. So Rabbi Yehuda said, even though Nisorim of Dalet Vochem will be Mitzaref Livsoy Lesasuke, because Dalet Vochem reviewed also Ozo, but Gimel Tvochem Ein Mitzarfen. So the Lashon of Ein Mitzarfen that Rabbi Yehuda used is he's comparing these Nisorim to Dalet Vochem. That means I myself hold that Nisorim of Dalet Vochem will pass on the Sukkah. But I'm telling you, but Gimel, so even though I hold Nisorim, will become Mitzurim to pass on the Sukkah, that's Davke Nisorim of Dalet Tvachim. But Nisorim of Gimel Tvachim Ein Mitztafen. So Rabbi Yehuda is using a lotion of Ein Mitztafen, because Rabbi Yehuda also, there's a time when Nisorim are Mitzarim, Nisorim of Dalet Tvachim. So he's saying, even though I hold Nisorim of Dalet Tvachim becomes Mitzurim to pass on the Sukkah, Nisorim of Gimel Tvachim will not pass on the Sukkah. So that's good. But according to Rav, there's never a Zman when the Sorim HaMetzarev lives still. According to Rav, all the Sorim HaKosha according to Rav Yehuda. So that was the Gemara's Kasha, so my aim it starved. And someone says, he didn't use the Lashon aim it starved to compare this to the Sorim of Dalet Tvachim, which himself holds as Mitzarev. He's going on the Lashon of Rameya. Rameya said that Mitzarev, so he said aim it starved. That's how the Marsha says. And the Marsha says it's a little meduyik the way he said the Lashon HaGemara. Let us see Nachamo the Lishna Achrine Bishloime Lishmuel the Omar B'she'ein Behen Arbo Machloikis Avo Yesh Behem Arbo Divrei Hakel Psula Mai Mitztarfen. So now the Lashon of Gemara is very schwer. The Kash isn't my Mitztarfen. The Kash is on Rabbi Yehuda, my Ein Mitztarfen. The problem is not my Mitztarfen, my Ein Mitztarfen. That's the Gemara's Kash. If it's Rach Kosher, why do you say a Lashon of Ein Mitztarfen? Why do you say my Mitztarfen? So the Marsha says, according to me, is very good. Because if there'll be a case of Mitztarfen that Rabbi Yehuda is also moided to, so then he could use the Lashon of a Mitztarfen, that even though he also holds there is a Mitztarfen, by Dalet Tvachim there's a Mitztarfen of Minatzad, so there is a Mitztarfen, so Mele pass the Lashon from a Mitztarfen. Mashen Kain, this is according to Rav Shvel. That is how the Marshal learns Pshat in this Gemara. The Rishash wants to say a third pshat. He says both of them are tchukim. But again, the Gemara had a problem. The Loshen Mitztarf and the Pesklep Sechnisht. So he wants to say that we can say as follows. Let's say the Baraisa is speaking about that he had a little less of Dalet Amis with Nesorim of Dalet Tvachim. Now, so it's kosher, because you say Daifin Akume. Now he'll take a Neser of Gimel Tvachim, and now he'll become Dalet Amis. So is it Mitzarev Tzayim Mitzarev? That means if you have Nesorim which do passel, you have the Sorim of Dalet Tvachim, and they'll passel according to Rabbi Yehuda b'Dalet Amis. But you had a little less than Dalet Amis. Now I'll go and take a Neser of Gimel Tvachim to be Mashlim, to be Mitzarev, and to make a Shir of Dalet Amis. So that's Pshat. So according to Rameya, the Neser of Gimel becomes Mitzurev to the other Nesorim of Dalet, and now becomes Dalet Amis, and the Apostles of the Sukkah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Neser of Gimel can't become Mitzurev. That means you have a Schach Posel. You have a Roiv Schach Posel already, a little less than Dalet Amis. The Neser of Gimel can't become Mitzurev to be Mashlim the Dalet Amis, because Aneser Gimel is not Schach Posel. So it's good the Loshen Mitztarfen. That means, because I have potential Schach Posel here already. The Shaila is if this Neser of Gimel could be Mitzarev to be Mashlim the Shir Psul.
That is this Lishna Achina. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Tanje kevosei de Rav, Tanje kevosei de Shmuel. Tanje kevosei de Rav, Sichicho ben Nesorim shal Erez, She'ein bohen arbo, Divrei Hakel Ksheira. If you're Mesachach with Nesorim that are less than Dalet for him, Divrei Hakel Ksheira, because that's kosher. Yesh behem arbo, Rabbi Meir Poisel, Rabbi Yehuda Machshe. This is Mamish Rav. Omar of Yehuda, Maise, now Rabbi Yehuda brought a rai in this baraisa to Eshita. Maise b'shas ha-sakone. There was a sakone, the malchus was, were goyzer, they can't be mekayim mitzvahs. They weren't permitted to sit in a sukkah. So what did they do? Shehevi'anu nesorim she'ein behem arbo. Shehoye behem arbo. So we brought nesorim shehoye behem arbo. V'sichachnu al gabi marfeses v'yoshavnu tachtei. So shasa sakone. We couldn't be mesachech with bamboos, with branches. That was the gzeres. It was a gzere. So they went and took boards, which were dalet tvochim white. These boards were purchased in all lumber stores. This is how you make roofs with such boards. They put it, and they were mesachech the marfeses, the balcony. They were mesachechet. V'yashavnu tachteim, we sat underneath it. The government didn't realize what's happening. I'm just covering my roof. This is covering materials. It's talit lochem. And that's what we did. That's how we were mekayim mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. So memele, so Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya from this, that talit lochem is kosher eschach. Amruloi misham raya, ein shas asakone raya. So they told him, from this maisa, that's true. That's this maisa you're telling us over is 100% true. But you cannot bring a raya from a shas asakone. The Ritva explains in this sugya exactly what the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is. The Ritva says, number one, that is for sure they made brochas. They sat in the sukkah and they made brachas. Kishon mitzvahis v'son alei shebesukkah. So Rabbi Yehuda held. If you are correct that Chazal tasseled nesorim of dalet tvochim, according to you, so tzrach posel mid rabbonon, so they have to be consistent. You can't make a brach, now you can make a brach on tzrach posel. It's tzrach posel if he divreim, they tasseled the tzrach. So memele, good. If you won't make a brocha, you'll sit there, you'll be yoytzim in a teure. Nik memele. But to sit in the sukkah and to make a brocha, shekishon mzleishe basukkah, there would never be misakin such a thing. So akoch vaisais itzchach kosher. That was Rabbi Yehuda's raya. And Rameya told him, but the Chachamim told him, bisham raya, no. Chazal made a, they passed the sorim, you're right, they passed the sorim, it's chach posel. But since it's a psul de rabbonon, so the psul de rabbonon is kol's man. You have another eitzah, you're not permitted to do this. If you don't have another eitzah, lav davke shasa sakone, lav davke shasa sakone, lachayre, the primogodim brings down argemore, it brings down the ritve, samayre de kezach will come out. The Bikur Yaakov, the Matzus HaShekel, speak about a case of a person has a shlak made out of wood, boards, nice big boards, four tvachim wide, and it's raining. So ein lecha shas hatchak doyle mizu. You can't be kaim, it's the sukkah now. So it's mazach shtelum, shtelum zachap and kop, so you put over the shlak, and then it's a kosher sukkah. You put l'shem tzeil, the Bikur Yaakov says, you put your shlak, your wooden shlak over the sukkah, kosher eschach, nesorim, about this is, he can't be mekayim the mitzvah. Bikur Yaakov says, you don't make a broche. That's what the Bikur Yaakov says. Abo lochayred in primagod, about mashin given in the psiche to Hilchas Krishma, he brings down the ritva, you do make a broche. Because that is the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda Rameir, if b'shasat, if chachzal emidu divreyem, if they're psulim, they were mamet, b'mokim, sheyevshe lekayim a mitzvah, only in this oifen. So the Prima Godim says you make a broche.
That was the machlokes Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda, and we paskin like Rameya. So memele, so it's a gewaldige kalima, in all the rabbonon that they passel, that was only if you have a different eitz. If there's no eitz available, lehemida devreim, and you're allowed to make a brocha on the mitzvah. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi, b'shas ha-sakone, שאַס קאנ שגזר הויב דיי קהב אין גזייר אל מצווס בביאן און נסורים שיין נאָך אין מאקירן שטע הייל שיימ סוק דאט איז דער בראיס דאט איז איי ריי טו גאט טאנגע קבוס איי דשמו סיך קהב אין נסורים של ארץ שייש בהם אבא A person was mesachach b'nesorim shalel sheish b'em abo, divrei hakel psula. Made a whole sukkah out of nesorim which had dalet fochem, everyone holds it's posel. Ein b'em abo, rameya poisel, rab Yehuda machshel. Period. So that's klal like Shmuel. That Yesh b'em abo, everyone holds this posel. Ein b'em abo, from the Gimel to Dalet, Rameya passes, Rabbi Yehuda is marsh. Now, umoide Rabbi Meir, shim yesh b'ein neser l'neser k'molei neser, if between each board there's a space equivalent to the side of the board, shimeiniach pestel b'neim u'ksheira, so you can put schach between each board and it'll be kosher, Umayde Rab Yehuda, we'll see in Rashi Pshat in this, She'im nos nolo neser shurochov arbo tvochim ksheiro. Rab Yehuda is moide that he put a neser, that's arbo tvochim wide, the sukkah is kosher, ve'ein yishenim tachtov, a yoshen tachtov, lo yotzo yedei chevose. Now let us see Rashi. We'll see some pictures in the Perish Chai explains this Gemara a little, but let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Sheim yesh bein neser l'neser, k'mo l'neser. He says, Rameir is moide, that if this space is equivalent to the size of the Nesorim, you put schach there, it's kosher. Ulekam in Mukilo, so later the Gemara will say that it is speaking about Besuke Bas Shmoina Amos Mitzumtzomis. We're speaking about a suke that is exactly 8 Amos. And we're speaking about, if that is the case, so we're speaking about he put Nesorim of Dalet Tvochim. The Chiyoev Neser Upesel Ad Emtzot. If he'll start off on the right side of the sukkah, he'll put a neser of dalet vochim, then he'll put schach of dalet vochim, neser of dalet vochim, schach of dalet vochim, neser of dalet vochim, schach of dalet vochim, which equals altogether to 24 tvochim. On one side, mahai gise, v'choizer umaschel mitzido hasheni, v'noyser neser tchila v'achakach pesel, K'moy kein adem tzot. So you have here a sukkah which is 8 amis, which is 48 tvochim. 48 tvochim. You started with a neser on both sides. Neser, pesel, neser, pesel, neser, pesel. So it comes out that in the middle you have 2 psolim, which each pesel is 4 tvochim wide. So in the middle, so that adds up to 8 tvochim. So in the middle you have a sukkah of 8 tvochim. Havu shnei psalim be'emtza ve'hein shel shmoine tvochim ve'ike hechsher suke there's a hechsher suke and the nesorim shebo lo'i posli lo even though there's nesorim of dalet tvochim that doesn't pasul tamrinin doifin akume ad ha'psalim ha'emtza ayim we say doifin akume till the middle psalim and the mailer will say and that's how it's good. So Rashi is explaining the case according to Shmuel that it is speaking about if it is if the Nesorim are four Tfochim wide, so Memele, and there's Nesa Pesel, and the Yeshrevach Beinem Kemoisom, it is Kosher. Zukterashi, Pesel, Psoiles, Goyrin, Vyekev, the Huschach Kosher. Now Rashi asks a very good kasha now. So what is our case? According to Shmuel, we have a case, he had a Nesa which is Dalet Tfochim, which is Schach Posel according to everyone. Rabbi Yehuda also holds as Dalet Tfochim is Schach Posel. He made Nesa Pesel, Moide Rav Meir that it is kosher. Why is it kosher? So really the sides are not kosher, but it's kosher, say, Doifen Akum, in the middle you have a Pesel of 8 Tfochim. Now the Lashon of Moide Rav Meir is very difficult, and Rabbi Yehuda also has a problem over here. Rabbi Yehuda also holds that a Neser Shel Dalet Tfochim is Pesel. And the whole reason it's kosher, say, Doifen Akum. So the Lashon of Moide Rav Meir is very, does not flow. So Rashi says, Vachinami Motzila Misni Moide Rav Yehuda. The Gemara can say Moide Rav Yehuda Bahanach. This Bo'arbo. If we're speaking about a sukkah that the Dinosaurim are Abo, and it's Shmoina Amim Mitzum Tzomeis, the Poislim, Shimyesh Bei Nesel, if it has a Nesar Abo that Pasel, but if it's Moide, Shimyesh Bei Nesel, Kimoli Nesar. Vahide noket Rav Meir, Revusei. Vafilu Rabbi Meir, de machmir, moide boho. This is a Revuse. That afilu Rav Meir, that is the machmir, is moide boho. Now we have to understand this Rashi. What is Rashi saying? Rabbi Yehuda is also moide. That's a chiddush, afilu Rav Meir, it's a big machmir, he's also moide. What's the big deal? I mean, it's a posh, the mathematical cheshbon. If you have a sukkah of 8 amis, 48 Tfochim, and you have Nesa Pesel, so you say Doifen Akum, and you say, and then you have a kosher suk in the middle. So, afilu Rav Meir, that's a machmer, is moide. I thought perhaps we could say pshat in Rashi, perhaps to be mamtik it a little bit, we'll see later, Rashi Lishitosai, perhaps would be Gol Gishmak, but let's see before the Lishitosai. We learned the Mishnah, we were Ma'orer, the Mishnah says as follows. Nosan Oleho Neser Shurochov Abo Tfochim, Psheira. If you put in the Sukkah Neser that's Abo Tfochim, the Sukkah is kosher. And Rashi says the Sukkah is kosher because it was Minatzat, you say Doifen Akuma. That's the only way it's kosher. If you put a Neser in the middle, it'll pass all the Sukkah. Put it on the side so the sukkah is kosher. So we learned the Mishnah, we were ma'ira. So what is the Mishnah to tell us ksheira? The sukkah is kosher. Versteitzach, I mean, why shouldn't the sukkah be kosher? You say doifen akuma, why shouldn't it be kosher? So the Sfas Emes wants to say that in Emes, and you have to understand, we have a problem over here. Why did they ask the Bechlal Nesorim? They asked Nesorim because a person is going to go into his sukkah is made out of Nesorim, and his house is made out of Nesorim, so my Melech will be smart, the next year Dafach Nishmuchin Zich to make a sukkah, I can do the same thing, but I'll just hang up the Ulu Ishbizan sign in the house, and we're all taken care of, because the house is mamish the same like the sukkah. So the Chazal made a gzeire, ain't Mesachachim ben Nesorim. Fine, good. Now, here we have a sukkah that is Nesorim here. Let's go, the Rav has a sukkah, he has Nesorim, he has a Nesorim on the side. And this person comes into the Rav sukkah, he sees there's some Nesorim on the side, there's bamboos also. Let's speak in the case of by us. You have Nesa Pesel. He has a lot of Nesorim there, a lot of boards there. And the Rav, so he saw the Rav sat in the sukkah. It's kosher sukkah. He had other things also. Mistameh, so he could think two things. Either you're a lamdan, you'll figure everything out. Or if you're not a lamdan, you'll think, wasn't able to afford to purchase Nesorim. So he put some schach also. There's Nesorim, there's schach. But he was there in the sukkah. He saw the Rav was eating in the sukkah. He made a brocha leishev basukkah. And good. So Memele, so what did you accomplish? You said, Ein Mesachachim B'Nesorim. Why? Because Shlo Yomru, that people shouldn't say that Nesorim are kosher. But here in this sukkah, there'll be a sukkah with Nesorim. In Lomdus, it's Oisgehalten. Lomdus is Meiredik Oisgehalten, because this is a Deifen Akumen, and this is the kosher sukkah. Lomdus is Meiredik. But if you'd be Lomdim, you wouldn't need this Gzeirin Gansen. The whole Gzeirin was made for people who are not Lomdim. So Memele, if you made a Gzeira for people who are not Lomdim, you can't kasher this sukkah. There's still a Gzeira Shem Yomun. You didn't accomplish by Ein Mesachem Ben Nesorim, you only did half a job. That means you accomplish if the whole sukkah is Mesachem Ben Nesorim. He said this is possible. Right, but as long as you say that it's Shaykh Tev a sukkah, that there is Nesorim there and it's kosher, so you didn't accomplish, what you wanted to accomplish. That, so b'meile, so there'd be a svara to say, according to Rav Meir, Rav Meir was the one that said that afilu yichayish l'miyuta, even though you're not mesachach with nesorim of gimel tvorim. It's also, Rav Meir was the machma, he wanted to make sure that chas v'shom, there shouldn't be this michshul by klal yisol, that mizol trachten, that mali kairis beisi, mali, what's the difference, the sukkah kairis beisi. So I would think, according to Rav Meir, there'd be a svore to be machma, by neser pesel, to be machma to pasel the sukkah. Even though in Lomdus it's ausgehalten, aber in praktisch it's not ausgehalten. If you're Geuse Gzeiris Tikra, he was the one that went to the extreme to be Geuse Gzeiris Tikra, so I would think that you should passel it. That's the Chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't such a big machmer by Gimel Tvachim. He was a machmer, aber Rav Meir was the machmer. So he's telling us, umayde Rav Meir by Neser Pesel. That Achsamir is Pshat and Rashi, and I wanted to be mamtik a little bit with a Rashi weiter daf Yudches Amed Aleph. Let us just see for 1 minute a Shvera Rashi, but that's not Negei us at the present time. Rashi says, Rashi just explains this din of a Sukkah of Yudches Tvachim. This is the third Rashi on the Omid, the last line where it gets, where it's still wide. She'ein bo elo shmoina ames mitzumtzomis. That's our case. Lo poches v'lo yoise. She'ein arboim u'shmoina tvochim. That's 48 tvochim. Okay. She'hischil bo mi beis tzodim. He started from both sides, the yoiv neser beresh. He started off with a neser. Vahodr pesel. Veneser upesel. Veneser upesel mehaigis. Erechob dalet vochim. Ereisichuch ad emtso. So he was mesachich till half the sukkah. Vachoyzer amasl mitzida asheni. Vahoyse kemoikein. Vahavalu shnei psolim beemtse. De ika hechsher sukkah. Varei ches tvochim heim. So you have in the middle, you have eight tvochim. Hilkach ksheira al yedei oison shnei psalim. It's a kosher sukkah because of these two psalim. And then Rashi says, v'tachas hanesorim lo yishon. He should make sure he shouldn't sleep underneath the nesorim. It's the psalm schach posel. V'asukke eina nifselas bem, the sukkah won't become posel from these nesorim. Tamrinin doifen akume ad absolim emtsaayim lapochis mi'aba amesu. But you shouldn't sleep underneath the nesorim. So the mefoshim are medayik from Rashi, but underneath the psolim you could sleep. Now that's shreklich. It's very difficult to understand. Underneath the schach you could sleep. How could you sleep underneath the schach? If you started off with a neser, only machshir the sukkah's doifen akume. Here's doifen. How could you sleep underneath the schach? The schach, this fourth vachim of schach, and then there's a neser that hacks off the whole sukkah. The fourth vachim of schach, and there's a neser that hacks off the whole sukkah. The only golden glick is you're saying, Daif and Akum, so the sukkah is in the middle. But the Lashon of Rashi seems to say that you can't sleep underneath in the Sorim, but you sleep underneath the Psalim and the sides also. The Meiri says that's what they bring from the Gdolei HaDeiros. He doesn't understand why, but it seems like that from them. He's Chaylik. Now, so according to Rashi, it's real dangerous. A person comes into the sukkah, this sukkah of Nesle Pesel, he sees Mezetzech under the sukkah in the middle, someone sleeping underneath the psalm, also underneath the psalm, he can also sleep, someone sleeping there. Now, you have to be such a lot, but he's underneath the pesel, not underneath the sukkah. They're using the whole sukkah. The whole sukkah is in use. You're using the psalm, you're using the sukkah. So Anamaoritz might very well think Mesachachim ben Nesorim. Hafal Pikein, that's the Chiddush, Umoide Rab Meir, that if in Lomdis it's Oiskehalten, Chazal made a Gzeire, because of the Gzeire they said Ein Mesachachim ben Nesorim. But more than that they didn't go. If Al Pia Loche, it's Chach Posel be a Kosher Esuke, even though they might be mechshaylis. They didn't go further. That's a boide rabmeir. That's the first half. Umoide rab Yehuda. Now this is also a shvera Rashi. Umoide rab Yehuda. What does the Braisa tell us? Shimnos nolen neser shurochav abo tvochem ksheiro ve'en yishenim tachtot. Let us see what Rashi says. Umoide rab Yehuda. The afo gav de ihu meiku b'she'en behem albo. If there's not a boy, he's Meikul. Moidehu b'neser echot. If there's one neser, uboy arbo, and there's four tvochim, shimnosnoi besuke min hatzad, sha'af arpi shehiksheiro min hatzad, ayidei doifen akume, even though it's a kosher esuke, lo yishon tachto, even though it's a kosher esuke, and deswegen, he's not allowed to sleep underneath it. Now, this is also very difficult to understand. Rabbi Yehuda holds, according to Shmuel, that a neser of Dalet Tvochim, they passed. It's a neser of Dalet Tvochim, there's a gzeiras tikra according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, it says in the Bereise, Rabbi Yehuda is moide, that even though it's a kosher esuke, we say doifen akume, lo yishan tachto. He's not permitted to sleep. So what's the chiddush over here? Mein shmitel eitzah hal Sinai. So it could be if the according to the previous svara, perhaps we'll understand this Rashi also. We said that when there's a doifen akume in your machshel the suke. But this sukkah is a very misleading sukkah, because people, the not lomdim, who that was the whole reason of the gzeire, we won't figure out the lomdis. They'll see there's a sukkah with a nesorim there, and they're sleeping in the sukkah and thus. So you didn't accomplish anything. So perhaps it'd be a svara to say like this. Rabbi Yehuda, the meiko, he's the meiko. No, pshat is, if there's dalet tvochim, and you'll accomplish something by saying en yishenim tachtov, you accomplish. For example, if you have a sukkah that the whole sukkah is dalet tvochim, and you say that it's a posel sukkah, so there you accomplish something with your gzeire. You accomplished that people won't make the mistake. I mean, this sukkah will not mislead people. You say a sukkah of Dalet Tvochim, of the sum of Dalet Tvochim, it's a posel sukkah. So you accomplish something by passing the sukkah. This sukkah will not mislead people to think that you're allowed to sleep underneath the boards of your house. That there it makes sense to passel the sukkah. Over here, if you go, you have boards in the sukkah, and you're kashering the sukkah. So lemaise. Since you're kashering the sukkah, so people will side-by-side be misled by this sukkah. So if they'll be misled side-by-side by this sukkah, so why should you say, en yishenim tachtov? That means this won't make it or break it. If you'll tell me, that means, if you'll tell me, ein yishenim tachtav. But this is still a misleading sukkah. Someone comes in, he sees there's a board on the side, and chabt mezitzion to the schach, and mezitzion to the, he sees there's a board there, so he sees this board on the sukkah, and he'll see it's a kosher sukkah. That's what he's going to see from this. So this sukkah is a misleading sukkah. So I would be a svore to say, that the Rabbi Yehuda, who's the maker, when was he machmer? He was machmer if you'll accomplish something with the gzeira. If you accomplish something with the gzeira by saying in yeshenim tachtav, you're accomplishing that someone comes into the sukkah and he sees it's a possible sukkah, not allowed to use the sukkah. Such a sukkah they passed. So then he was machmer. But if after the ein yeshenim you still won't accomplish anything, people, there's still shaykh gzeiras, Xeris Tikra. So then I would think this maker said, so forget about it. She might as well sleep underneath it also. Das wird given by Havamina. That's Pshat and Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda, that is the maker. And deswegen he was machmer sha'af al pishi ksheira minatzad lo yishan tachtov. That's what Rashi says. That even though it's kosher, he still is not permitted to sleep. So that's lechayra the rebusa. The rebusa is that if the minute it's kosher, so you didn't accomplish anything. Afal pikein layishan tachtav, the gzeir is intact. That was the reason for the gzeir. The reason for the gzeir, as you mentioned, was that gzeir is tikra, but they made a gedder. The gedder wasn't that each case you dam bezunda. The gedder was that emes sachachim ben nesorim. Now, if we accomplish something, we didn't accomplish anything, that's leimalu leimurid. Zogt Taisvis. Let's see the third Taisvis. Umoide Rabbi Meir, shim yesh bein Nesa lenesa kemolei Nesa. Anesa sheyesh boi arbo namikoi. It is speaking about a Nesa, then we'll see Rabbi Meir speaking about two cases. Now that's what this says, namikoi. Anesar sheyesh bei abo namikoi, k'demuchach lekamon, the porich minei leshmur, the gemore es, according to shmur, the omaschach posel, beemtza poisel ba'arbo, so the gemore es, hakad nesar pesel be good, you have strips of dalet vochem after each schach, so that's it, pasel the sukkah. How can it be good? The omaschach posel poisel beemtza, poisel ba'arbo, so it should pasel ba'arbo. So the Gemara answers that it's speaking about Shmeina Amis Mitzumtzome, so you have Shnei Psalim Bemsa. Vochanami Avamotzil Misnimoy de Rabbi Yehuda, the Rashi says, Vode Noket Rameya Rebusu, Kedepirish Bekunzafel, Rameya de Machmer Moide Boho. One Teretz. Ba'oid in another teretz, mishum de ikel umoide a'ein bahem arbo de ifliki behu koi. Now, Taisva says that means that this case of Nesar Peser, Nesar Peser is speaking about two cases. One case when the Nesar is dalet vochim, and in that case we have to make an akimte. We have to make an akim that's speaking about a sukkah mitzumtzenes of Shmoina Amos. That's true. But then it's speaking about another case also, that you have a neser of gimel tvochim, according to Rameya. Now, neser gimel, schach gimel, neser gimel, schach gimel. Now over here, you don't have this dreidel, because in the middle, if you start with such a thing, you'll only be six tvochim in the middle. You'll only be six tvochim in the middle. Taydach nisht. No, the Baraisa tongue is the Amir de Kechidish. That you have Nesar Pesel, the whole sukkah goes Nesar Pesel, it's a kosher sukkah. You have three tvochim schach kosher, a Nesar, three tvochim schach kosher, and a Nesar, and it is kosher. Why is it kosher? Even though the Nesar is schach posel according to Rameya, but the loch is, schach posel poches midalet tvochim is yishenim tachtov. So memela, so she can use the whole sukkah. That's, so Rab Meir is, we're speaking about really two cases. That's what Chapton Rab Meir, Taisus wants to say. Umoy the Rab Meir to tell us in such a case, of nesel pesel of gimel tvochim, that the whole sukkah is kosher, that the whole sukkah is kosher.
Yeah. Boy, mishum diko moida ein beim arbo, difliki buhu koi, period. Now we're going to see greise sachen in Teusvis, period. So the breise is speaking about gimmeltwochem nesser, gimmeltwochem pesser. Vidavke nokat bei nesser le nesser kemole nesser. Davke, it's bei nesser le nesser kemole nesser. The Ike pochais, if there'll be less than a mole nessa, aval pishes chach posel be pochais mi dalet yishenim tachto, heiche de mokeim hapsul merube gora. Where the mokeim hapsul is merube is gora. Now what is Taisvis saying? Taisvis is saying now over here as follows. What will the halacha be if you have a neser gimel and schach based for him? A neser gimel and schach based for him. So Tosfos says as follows. So l'chayre it should be good because yishenim tachas schach posel pochas midalet. But since there's more schach posel, gora. It's worse. Now you have to understand what is Tosfos talking about. Tosfos has a pilpul. If you have roiv schach posel, or mi et schach kosher, that means alt schach kosher, it's chamsa merube mitzilse. And you have roiv schach posel over here. So Tosfos is going to clear a pilpul that, even though it's yeshenim tachas schach posel, afal pikein, here it is posel. Well, what's the shaila about it? It's ich a posel. You have roiv schach posel, mi et schach kosher, So it's a chamsa merube mitzil. So what's the pilpul mit a teretz mit a gora? So the Sfas Emes asks this kasha, and let's leave this kasha on hold and let's go further. But Taisus had a psahava mean it should be kosher for some reason, and the Taisus says no, it's worse. Umiu. Beneser arbo, lemay de muki lo shmul lekamen besuke bas chesames. But if it is speaking about a neser, so Taisma says like this, that if it's speaking about a neser which is less than dalet vochim, so you have to make sure it's neser pesel neser pesel by neser and neser kemole neser. There can't be less than that. Umiu beneser arbo lemay de muki lo shmul lekama besuke bas chesames. But if it's speaking about a neser arbo mitzum tzomis, then it's speaking about chesames mitzum tzomis. Chiyoyim neser upesel adem tzor mehaygis vechayzer amasl mitzida sheni venoisen tchila neser v'achak kach pesel davelu shnei psolim beim. So in that case, dikubu hechshe suke. So then b'shach psolim lenafke mino midi. Then it doesn't matter. By the other psalm, there's no difference if there is three tvachim of pesel, like there is three tvachim of nesa. Bein kimole nesa, lepochis mi mole nesa. In that ukimte, when we're speaking about nesorim of dalet tvachim, so then it's no difference how the psalm are on the sides. The imishum hechshe suke shebe emtza. If you're talking about Ershe Sukkah Shebe Emtza, Afele Kol HaShah Mechusa Ben Nesorim, Ad HaDoifen Amrinin Doifen Akume. He says, if you're speaking about the two psalm in the middle, so Afele the rest of the Sukkah being Gansa Mechusa Ben Nesorim, it also would be kosher. Ve'im Ishum Lahachshir Shara Psalim Shebe Nesor LeNesor. So he says, if you want to be Machshir the other psalm, like we mentioned before, Rashi seems to hold like the Vayta Daf Yudches. So Taisus said, "Shab Sol Mazich Apostle, Havelu Ki Be'emtzo, Da Omer Shmur Be'emtza Barbo." In the middle of the sukkah, as long as you have a strip of dalit tvachim, so that parcels the rest of the sukkah. In Kain, Ein Emoyel. So Taisus says, "I made a diuk that you need neser pesel, that the pesels are the same size of the neser. That is dafke if we are speaking about nesorim poches miyarbo tvachim, and then we're marsha the whole sukkah, then there's a svore that you need neser pesel, that the pesel should be the same size of the neser. Masha ain kein.
If we're speaking about Nesorim of Arbor Tvorchim, so then we're only Marsha, the two Psalim in the middle, then it doesn't matter what is on the side. If you're on the side, you have all Nesorim, it's also Kosh. Now, Tosfos summarizes. V'zeh Klolei Shel Dovo. The Neser Pesel, Kimolei Neser, B'Nesorim Pchusim Me'arbo. If you have a Neser that's Pchusim Me'arbo, Afilu kol asukah asuya kain ksheira. The whole sukkah is neser pesel, the whole sukkah is kosh. Afilu tachas hanesorim. Afilu l'rab meya. Doleke arbo b'mokim echo. Because there's no arbo b'mokim echo. V'chi posel l'rab meya. When did rab meya pasel a neser gimu? Eiche de'ike tarti nesorim b'hadodi. Only if there's two Nesorim together, the Mitztaf Mishnei and Nesorim Larbo, then he passes. Inami, again, Taisus comes back to this case, Eichet Deleke Bei Neser Le Neser Kamole Neser, Leihavi Machzal Machze. If it's not Machzal Machze, then he also passed it. We'll come back to this. Eichet Nesorim Rechovim Larbo, V'yesh bei neser le neser kemole neser, le rav dom ala kamon bei min ha-emtza, bei min ha-tzadei ne-poysel elo bedal adames, metuk mahach bereist, davide kula hochi, ukshere tachas ha-pesel, loy tachas ha-neser. Rav holds weiter, b'chal does no psul of dal adfohem. So then underneath the psalm is kosher, and underneath the psalm is posel. Ulashmur metuk mikshishnei ha-psalm be-emtza, Veleka arba amis ad adoifen, vikulo psulo avtachas apsolim, chutz mitachas shnei apsolim, shebe emtza dikshela. That is how Tosfos summarizes the whole sugya. I'd like to read over a peledik at Tosfos HaRosh, which is an eye-opener, and maybe we'll appreciate what Tosfos is saying in this din, that by Nesa Pesel, you have to make sure that the Pesel should be the same size of the Nesa. This is the Lashon of the Tosfos HaRosh. V'chi posel b'hu Rameya, Rameya paseled poches midalet vochim, that heiche de'ike tarti nesorim b'hadi adodi. If there's two Nesorim Bahadi Adodi, Mitztarf and Beis on Nesorim Ledalit, so then you have two Nesorim, it's Mitzurif Ledalit. Inami Heiche Deleke Bei Neser Lenesser Kemole Neser. So then he passes. Period. These are the two cases he'll pass. But none of the cases will be kosher according to Rameya. Now, the Tosfos HaRosh starts saying Chedushim. Afilu leman de posel gabi mekare bishpudim oi baruche isamite moi revach beineyem kemoiso. The Gemara later says as follows, that if you have shpudim, naruche isamite, and you have schach between them, so he says if it's machza al machza, it's no good. Because poritz koimid is no good, you need oimid meruba la poritz. So he says, pshat in that Mishnah, the Mishnah has to be more spaces than Tzchach Posel. And you have to fill that up with Tzchach Kosher. Zogt Tosfos HaRosh. So according to Rav Meir, what will be the din? If you hold Poritz Koimid is no good, what will be the din if I have a Neser of three Tvochim, Pesel three Tvochim, Neser of three Tvochim? What will the din be? So he'd ask us, we'd say, according to that Mandiyama, it's Posel. Because you hold Poritz Koimid is no good, we would say it's posel. Zuk to Tosfos HaRosh, Machsher Hoche, it's going to be kosher. B'she'ein Rechovim Dalit, as long as it's not Rochev Dalit, Im Yesh Beinesa Lenesa Kemolei Nesa, will be good. Number one. Then he goes further. V'afilu Im Hoya Schach Posel Merube, afilu Yev more Schach Posel, not Poritz Koimid. Le moschach posel, kigoin, show you beis nesorim b'shteik tzovis. You're starting off with two nesorim on the sides. Then you go nesa, pesel, nesa, pesel, nesa. And it comes out that you have two more nesorim than psalim. So all together you have roiv schach posel. It's not poritz koimid. This is poritz merubah loimid. also be kosher. Also be kosher. Why?
Because
so he says, oh, the hod apostle Rab Meir zogt Taisus Rosh Apella. He says the hod apostle Rab Meir heinu mishum gzeiras tikra. Rab Meir pasled mishum gzeiras tikra. V'horayv einay makrin ela bechovin dalad. You have to know he pasled three tvachim according to Shmuel, but you have to know the roiv only make a kiroi. They only use it for a tikra by dalad tvachim. V'chein muchach mideboi Rab Meir tziruv al medebechad ein boi shum psu. Rab Meir, according to Shmuel, only pasled when there's dalet. Now let us just tell you what the Taisus HaRosh is saying. He's saying Amu'im de Kechidish. The Sfas Emes mentions such a story of the Emes. The Taisus HaRosh is saying, Rab Meir, in Yesod, Gzeiris Tikre is by Nesorim Dalet. Nesorim Dalet. That's because they made Tikris out of Dalet. Gimel, they don't make Tikris out of Gimel. That is true. Rab Meir Pasel Gimel. You know what Rab Meir Pasel Gimel means? Rab Meir said, if you'll take two Gimels, it will become Dalet. And Nesorim Mitztarfim. That means a gimel is a potential poisel, not mitzad atzmoy. A gimel is a potential poisel together with another one. Fine. So that's one time Rab Meir will passel. Nesorim itself. Number two, there's another case where Rab Meir will passel. What's the other case? The other case is, if you have a nesa gimel and schach beis in a nesa gimel. Now, so he says, We'll also passel over there. These are two cases that Rab Meir will passel. So now we have to start thinking, what is the cheshbon? Why should it passel? There's a meiridike vote of the Nezer mentions as a vote, and the Svasem says a vote as follows. In Yesod, they only passeled a Neser Gimel if it's mitzur, if another Neser Gimel becomes a Dalet. Then he's a shame schach posel. If there's no Neser Dalet, it doesn't have a Shem Schach Posel. If you have Roiv Schach Posel, that means a Neser Gimel, and Pesel Beis, so we say that Osi Avire Mahai Gisa, this is a Loshen of the Amnineis, Osi Avire Mahai Gisa Vahai Gisa Mevatalei, and the Pesel in between does not have a Shem Mavsik, and we say the Shnei Nesorim Mitzparfim to get a shame of Schach Posel of Dalet. And then could be Altake be Posel because it's Chamsa Merubim Mitzilsa. That Altake be the Psul. The Psul will be Al Chamsa Merubim Mitzilsa Mitzparim Schach Posel Badi Schach Koshe. That means we had said over from the Svasemes. Svasemes didn't ask Amoyer Dike Kashe. Taisus has a pilpul. If you have a Neser Gimel and a Pesel Beis and a Neser Gimel, Taisus is a pilpul. Why isn't it good? So the Svasemes says, why should it be good? L'chayre you have more Schach Posel. Tzilsam Rubim Mechamsa from Schach Posel. Why should it be good? But the way this Taisus HaRosh is saying, you know why it should be good? Because there's nothing wrong over it. You don't have Schach Posel yet. A Neser Gimel, according to Rameh, is not Schach Posel. It's a potential Schach Posel, but it's not a Schach Posel. So if it's not a Schach Posel, so what's wrong over here? So the Neser, as long as it never became a Tzurif, it should never become Schach Posel. So the Teretz is, if you'll have Roiv Nesorim, there'll be more Neser than Pesel, so we say that it gets a Din Tziruf to give it a Din of Schach Posel, and then Taki, it could be that the Psu will be, because it's Chamsa Merubim Mitzilza, then the Neser gets a Shem of Schach Posel, and then the sukkah will be possible.